Well, here we go again. We're talking to attorneys. And if we're talking to attorneys, that means we are at the offices of Tarlo, Breed, Hart & Rogers. And it's For the Record, the radio entrepreneur show about attorneys. All the best attorneys of Massachusetts. That also means my co-host is the one, the only, Mark Furman. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Mark. Our next guest, Andrea Dunbar, associate at Burns & Levens. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Andrea, a couple of things. One, we want to know about your practice, what you do in the family law area, and also you're licensed in two states, so it's going to be interesting to hear the comparative stories.
Yes, definitely. So I like to tell people that my practice kind of spans the cradle to the grave, if you will. I focus my practice mainly on family law, so it runs the gamut from custody disputes to alimony, divorces, mainly, you know, the things you'd think about when someone's in family court. But I also do some probate litigation as well as some estate planning, very more simplistic estate planning. The firm itself does have much more complicated estate planning lawyers. So I feel like I get to touch sort of every area of the family and human existence, and it makes for a wonderful practice, a very dynamic day to day, if you will. No day is ever the same, and so that's what I do. And as you said, I do that in both states, so I manage a practice in both Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
So you know, for our listeners, can you give us some comparisons of the family law in both states?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the biggest things that comes to mind in terms of differences is that child support. So in Massachusetts, you can get child support up to the age of 23 for a child. In Rhode Island, child support ends at the age of 18.
I knew I moved to the wrong state.
I'm
all done either way.
Yes. There are some exceptions for child support terminating at 18 in Rhode Island, but the general rule is that child support would terminate at the age of 18.
That's a substantial or graduation. Difference.
Yes, it is. It's a big difference.
And I understand 23 because I guess, generally speaking, someone would hopefully be out of university by then.
Right, that's
18,
correct.
You're starting university.
Right, exactly. Rhode Island seems to have not caught up with the notion that, you know, people are not launching at the age of 18 any longer.
I can testify that they're not.
Yes.
Doesn't that create a lot more conflict in Rhode Island where parents would be fighting?
Well,
because they're the kids going to the university. Universities can be expensive. Providence has Brown. It's not an expensive school. And then who's paying for it?
So I guess actually I would think that it actually creates less conflict because there's actually more of this bright line of, okay, child support ends at 18 and the courts actually don't take any authority over ordering payment of college in Rhode Island. Mm. So unless the parties have an agreement as to how college is going to be paid for, which the court will ultimately enforce, but the court itself is not going to make orders about who and how much of college is going to be paid for.
So in Massachusetts, the courts do make orders relative to payment for college?
That is correct, yes.
It's interesting. It's really, 'cause I, you know, I think of it as, you know, college is necessary for young people to be able to, you know, get a job and have a career. Not in every case, certainly, but in a lot of cases. And the cost of college is so prohibitive now.
Not Seth Rogen. I just saw something on him. He dropped out at high school.
Or Bill Gates.
Right.
But for regular people,
I'm no, like, Bill Gates. I had to go to university.
Me too.
So like when I went to UMass Amherst, so it was $150 a semester tuition when I started. So,
so this was during the Civil War.
Right.
I'm not that old. But, you know, today what college costs is so incredible, and I feel so bad for young people who come out of college with so much debt, which is, you talk about failure to launch. I mean, how do you launch if you've got a couple of $100,000 of student loan debt?
Yeah, it's a difficult predicament. I think that, you know, I don't know exactly what the thinking is around sort of not wading into those waters, if you will. You know, obviously family courts, both in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, are overrun with all kinds of cases, and things are exploding day by day, and the resources are being swallowed up. So it may just be something where they're kind of taking a hands-off approach, simply because there just aren't the resources to deal with those disagreements.
Hmm. Are there other issues that you see differences in the states, say child custody, for example? Is those pretty much the same or different?
So both states view child custody through the lens of the best interests of the child. So I wouldn't say that there's a whole lot of difference between Mass and Rhode Island in those in that particular arena, but there is a there's different kind of nomenclature, if you will, as to, you know, Massachusetts has really moved towards using the terms parenting time, and they've moved away from using visitation and custody, simply because they're sort of words that don't conjure up a feeling of parental involvement.
Doesn't say parenting.
Right. Correct.
Right.
So Rhode Island, you'll still hear custody, and Rhode Island also throws around a word called placement, and so that's where the child resides. So if you have placement of the child primarily resides with you. And so so that's a word that, placement is a word you'll hear in Rhode Island that you won't hear in Massachusetts generally. One of the other important areas where there's differences between Mass and Rhode Island is alimony. So back in 2011, 2012, Massachusetts codified the Alimony Reform Act. And there's a formula that says that, you know, alimonies should generally be need or no more than 30 to 35% of the difference between the parties' incomes. And Rhode Island does not have a formula like that. And so there is a lot more.
So it varies more by judge, would you say?
It can
more discretionary in Rhode Island?
Yes, I think there's definitely more discretion in terms of amount in Rhode Island. The other thing is that in Rhode Island, alimony is really looked at through the lens of rehabilitation, whereas Massachusetts, you tend to see more of a lifestyle analysis when you're looking at alimony. So I would say that you probably have a stronger likelihood of prevailing in an alimony case in Massachusetts than you would in Rhode Island. So for instance, in Massachusetts, let's say that there's a disparity between incomes of $100,000 a year. In Massachusetts, because of that disparity, there would likely be alimony in that case. In Rhode Island, depending on what the recipient would need in order to, you know, get back into the workforce or be rehabilitated, if you will, it doesn't necessarily mean, because there's such a huge disparity, that there would be alimony in that case.
Again, judgment would be a factor.
Right.
And then again, I would think it would also come back to how articulate each person's attorney is.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You need an attorney to make good, solid arguments in order to advance your position, for sure.
Kind of scary in some ways, but... So, Andrea, if someone's looking for you, and we're speaking with Andrea Dunbar at Burns & Levinson, if someone's looking for you at Burns & Levinson, how would they find you?
So I can be found the majority of the days. You can find me in my Providence office at One Citizens Plaza in Providence, Rhode Island. My direct dial in Providence is 401-831-8380. And then I can be found a couple days a week in our Boston office located at 125 High Street. And my direct dial in Boston is 617-345-3527. And if you call the Boston number, you'll also get me in Rhode Island, too, because it rings in both places.
Forwards it. And Mark Furman can be found, my co-host, at the law firm of Tarlow, Breithart & Rogers. Thank you, Mark. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I can be found at Mage LLC at the email J, the letter J, Davis, at M-A-G-E. That's mageusa.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories right after this.